In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
This week in our nation, starting today, is EMS Week, a celebration of emergency medical service workers. Those amazing souls who stand at the ready with care and skill and compassion and self-sacrifice to help any of us when we are at most need of aid. Last year on Mother's Day, I noted how hard it is for me to speak as a man to speak on motherhood. The best I could do was speak empathetically from the outside. The same could be said for trying to speak to emergency medical service workers by someone who isn't one. The best I can do is attempt some empathy from out here. To care for, to come to the aid of human beings at their most desperate and horrific crisis moments is nothing short of a divine gift. I mentioned that emergency medical service workers provide care with compassion and self-sacrifice. The word compassion doesn't just mean kindness. It literally means to accompany suffering, to suffer with. There is something in our humanity that no amount of training can undo. When a human heart is tending to someone else's suffering, it will suffer also. Lovingly, yes, but one would have to be made of stone to not suffer at all in the face of horrific suffering when it is right in front of you. And this is where self-sacrifice comes in. These are folks who choose to provide this type of care for humanity. And to them, humanity is worth the sacrifice of co-suffering time and again. Now, the theme of EMS Week this year for 2025 is We Care for Everyone, as two separate sentences. Two sentences to emphasize each part. We care for everyone. And we just mentioned the care portion with its compassion and co-suffering, but I want to spend a bit more time on the for everyone sentence. Why the need to emphasize that? I mean, isn't that obvious? It's the job. Well, as author Nadia Boltz-Weber once said, I love humanity. It's the actual human beings I have trouble with. I would assume that in emergency medical service, while there are plenty of innocent victims of illness and accident, there may also be a disproportionate number of people whose stupid choices land them in your care. People whose life path is so different from your own as to be maybe even bewildering. Like I can make no sense of how they choose to live their lives. And still, the EMS theme shines through. We care for everyone, for everyone. To connect with the humanity of someone drastically different from myself is a divine gift. And it's also the heart of the gospel message, as we heard in our scripture lessons this morning. In our gospel reading, Jesus encounters a woman of Samaria alone at the well at midday, and she comes to draw water. And history tells us this woman's name is Photini. Now, Photini was not your typical upstanding religious model citizen by any stretch. First of all, she was a foreigner to the Jews. Jews and Samaritans hated each other, so she was already like them. One of them. And they also had their religious differences, which made her even more of one of them. And next, she was an unescorted woman hanging out alone at the well, which in those days was rather sketchy behavior. And then Jesus deduces not only that she's been married and divorced 5 times, but she's now living with a man she's not married to. So Photini was not exactly your poster girl for a babysitting service. And when the disciples show up, they are befuddled as to why Jesus would be talking to the likes of her. They keep it to themselves, but they're thinking, what's going on? Does he even know who he's talking to? I mean, just look at her. But Jesus refutes that thought because he has a calling for everyone. I love that Jesus chooses Photini, of all people, to share the gospel with Samaria. He could have chosen any of their citizens. He chose this woman. And notice he calls and chooses her before she straightens out her life. Jesus gives first. Jesus loves first. Grace comes even before repentance. And now, of course, Photini does straighten out her life in due time. But sometimes with humanity, repentance never comes. And yet God still loves. And God still gives nonetheless. The love of God is for everyone. And so what does that mean for you and for me? Well, in our passage from Acts this morning that Dennis read for us, we hear of Barnabas, a man described as good and kind and considerate, going to Antioch. And there Barnabas shares the gospel and taught a great many people. And then it says this really interesting sentence. It says, in Antioch, the disciples were for the first time called Christians. Why is that significant? Why did Luke think to write that little line down? Well, according to St. John Chrysostom, it's because it's the first time people were worthy of the name. First time people were worthy of the name. The disciples were finally worthy of the name Christian. You see, up until that point, even though their preaching and their witnessing had resulted in thousands of conversions, the disciples had only been sharing the gospel among their own people. It said earlier in the same reading, it said they had only gone to the Jews. They had, up until Antioch, only witnessed to their own race and their own religion. They had kept it to themselves and had not shared with everyone. The mission to Antioch finally changed that. Antioch was populated with non-Jews and followers of the Roman gods. And it was not until the disciples learned to love and to minister to people unlike themselves, to be with them as friends, to live with them for months on end. It said they stayed with them a whole year. It was not until the disciples learned to love people unlike themselves that they were worthy of the name Christian. The gospel is for everyone. Our love is for everyone. Our spiritual friendship, our spiritual reaching out a hand is for everyone, even before they repent. And just as emergency medical service workers do day in and day out, and just as Jesus chose a woman that the disciples considered least likely to be a spokesperson for the gospel, I am called to minister to humanity, and not just humanity as this obscure whole that I can idealize, but those real human beings who are the least like myself. When I can love real human beings who lead lives that I would never choose to lead, who make choices that I would never choose to make, and who follow gods that I would never follow, when I can love that person truly, then maybe I'll be worthy of the name Christian. This week, our nation celebrates emergency medical service workers, those amazing souls who stand at the ready to treat with compassion anyone who comes their way. It should come as no surprise that their theme lines up so well with the heart of the gospel. We care for everyone. Amen.